This is the News Hour.
Today is Friday, the 23rd of January 2015, and this is Radio Thailand's Evening News. I'm Alexandria Sansonet.
And I'm Namo Benanupo.
Making the national headlines this evening. The National Legislative Assembly has resolved to impeach former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. Meanwhile, the Office of the Attorney General is planning to file a criminal lawsuit against former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat.
Looking at the global scene, first batch of an experimental vaccine against Ebola is on its way to Liberia.
On the business agenda, Asian stocks rose with the regional benchmark index set for its highest close in 2 months.
And our features Thailand in perspective today on the topic of preparation for the 2016 national budget.
We'll now give you the details on those headlines and many more.
National News.
Brought to you by Bangkok Airways, Asia's boutique airline. Now flies direct from Bangkok to Naypyidaw, one flight a day. Call 1771.
Time in the Kingdom is 7:02 p.m. First up in national news. The National Legislative Assembly, or the NLA, has resolved to impeach former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat, effectively barring her from politics for 5 years. In a secret ballot, the legislators voted 190-18, with 8 abstentions, to strip Ms. Yingluck of her rank as former Prime Minister, effective immediately. The impeachment also removed the former Prime Minister's political rights by disallowing her from voting, in addition to banning her from holding political office for 5 years. The impeachment motion against her was filed by the National Anti-Corruption Commission body, who suggested that Ms. Yingluck should be charged with dereliction of duty for allowing corruption to take place in a rice pledging scheme under her premiership. Meanwhile, the lawmakers voted 115-100 and 120-95 not to impeach former House and Senate speakers Somsat Kipsuranon and Nikom Wairatranit. Both of the former speakers were tried for their attempts to amend the composition of the Senate.
The Office of the Attorney General, or OHA, is planning to file a criminal lawsuit against former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat for her failure to prevent corruption and her government's failed rice scheme. The Director General of the OHA, Surasag Duivattakun, announced in a press conference that Attorney General Thakorn Winitnaipag has found sufficient evidence to indict Ms. Yingluck for dereliction of duty. He said the former premier was being accused of allowing widespread corruption in the previous government's rice pledging scheme, which led to the loss of more than 500 billion baht. The National Anti-Corruption Commission earlier submitted a letter asking the OAG to pursue criminal charges against Ms. Yingluck for violation of Article 157 of the Criminal Code and Article 123/1 of the Corruption Prevention and Suppression Act. They added that a working team had been set up to review and verify the evidence. A lawsuit expected to be filed within 30 days.
Army Chief General Udomdet Sitavut has asked the public to honor the National Legislative Assembly, or NLA's, decision today on the impeachment of former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. The Army Chief said he was not worried over any political movements, but that he was supportive of the ruling by the NLA, since it was a legitimate process. He added, however, that security will remain tight and maintaining peace and order. Both the Army and the police are currently working together in providing safety for the public. General Udomdet has urged everyone to accept the NLA's ruling, as it would help the country move forward. The Army commander also recommended that the political activists carefully consider their actions before taking any step in their political response.
4th Army Region has expressed appreciation to the local people in the 3 southernmost provinces for their cooperation in preventing unrest in the region. 4th Army Region Commander Lieutenant General Prakan Chunyut has a peacekeeping mission in the southern border provinces of Jalab, Batani, and Narathiwat has seen a noticeable improvement as a result of assistance from the locals. He says that locals have been more open about displaying opposition against ongoing violence, which has deterred the perpetrators. In addition, a large number of locals have also volunteered to guard their community along with security officials. The 4th Army Region Commander also commented that the favorable location of the Deep South was conducive to unlimited economic expansion. He added that the region has the potential to be a business and investment hub as soon as violence has been put to rest.
The Department of Royal Forestry, or DRF, has expressed satisfaction with its success in reclaiming more than 5,000 rai of forest areas from business operators over the past 5 years. According to Director General of the DRF, Thirupat Thayun Singh, the department has adjusted the forest reservation measures according to the government's policy by setting up task forces to oversee 390 forest reserves. The department has also issued strategic plans for operation areas, including recently encroached forests, virgin forests, and encroached forests awaiting property demolition. The officials have so far reclaimed more than 20,000 rai of encroached forests since October 2014. Most cases occurred in the northeastern and southern region of the kingdom. The encroachers were found to be mostly rubber or oil palm planters and resort operators. Apart from the operation, the agency has launched campaigns to raise awareness about the importance of forests among the local people. The department this year aims to reclaim at least 60,000 rai of forest areas.
The Royal Irrigation Department, the RID, has reassured that Thailand has enough water to supply the entire nation for the next 4 years. According to RID Director General Ludwirod Govatana, Water Management Committee has been specifically set up by the government to lay down a 10-year water management plan. The committee, which was chaired by Minister of Commerce, General Chattai Sarikanya, comprised of members from the Department of Engineer, the Department of Water Resources, and related agencies. 5 subcommittees have also been appointed to look into regional problems. They are expected to respond to water-related issues by collecting information and making a solution plan accordingly. Their involvement will help pave the way for the establishment of a water management organization. The efforts are said to be able to assure sufficient water supply for 8 million rai of farmland across the nation for the next 4 years.
Job seekers will be able to enjoy the services of the Smart Job Center at the Ministry of Labor to look for jobs that suit their skills and interests. The idea behind a Smart Job Center is to increase the roles of each department at the Ministry of Labor. The first phase, which occupies the first floor of the building, has already been in service since the 19th of January. Skill development and social welfare service centers are expected to be opened by the first half of this year. They will be located on the second and third floors of the Ministry of Labor. More similar centers will also be set up in other provinces. People seeking employment will now be able to visit the Ministry of Labor to undergo skills testing and receive career advice. Labor Minister General Prawit Wong Suwan said the center will help reduce the nation's unemployment rate.
Lastly, in the national segment, Minister of Transport, Air Chief Marshal Pratin Dantal, has assigned the Land Transport Department to urgently determine the possibility for taxi drivers at Suvarnabhumi International Airport to collect surcharges from passengers with excessive luggage. The order was made after Prime Minister General Ryutan Ocha expressed concern over a complaint posted by a Japanese passenger on social media websites about unfair practices by taxi drivers at Suvarnabhumi Airport. The post has gone viral and prompted public debate over service charges on taxi fares that are considered reasonable. A group of taxi drivers at the airport suggested that baggage fees should also be set. They propose that passengers with luggage are to pay up to 80 baht per bag. The issue is set to be tabled at the cabinet meeting next week before the Land Transport Department considers the regulation for approval. According to studies, a number of taxi drivers have been earning insufficient income after the Land Transport Department prohibited the use of a flat rate system. However, the department is looking for a solution in case passengers request a flat rate to make the payment fair for both sides.
That wraps up the national headlines this evening. Next up, Ukrainian forces ceded a long-disputed airport to Russian-backed rebels as an upsurge in clashes killed nearly 50 people. Details in Global News when we come back.
Sawadee krap. Welcome to the Spokesman's Report. On the 20th of January 2015, the Cabinet has given an approval to the Memorandum of Understanding on the project to develop Pak Song District Hospital in Champasak Province between the Royal Thai Government and the Government of Lao People's Democratic Republic. Ministry of Foreign Affairs has informed the Cabinet that the Government of Lao PDR has proposed to receive the support for the development project of Pak Song District Hospital to cater for the quantity and demand of medical services recipients in Champasak and three nearby provinces, namely Sarawan, Saigon, and Attapu provinces. The Office of Thailand International Development Cooperation Agency, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in cooperation with Ministry of Public Health, has traveled to the area to assess the demand for medical and public health services. It has also joined with the Botanic Garden Organization of Thailand, Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment, in the assessment and preparation for the improvement of the hospital's landscape. Both government authorities have expressed their readiness and pleasure in cooperating on the implementation of the project. Subsequently, the governments of both countries jointly considered details of the project in its three operation plans, namely 1. The plan to construct a patient service building and a central sterile supply unit and the adjustment of landscape. 2. The plan to support medical equipment. And 3. The plan to develop the hospital's personnel over a period of 2 years, 2015 and 2016. This project will not only help the government of Lao PDR in the provision of medical and public health services, it will also be beneficial for the health care and prevention for people of both countries living along the border area. Expenses involved in the implementation of the hospital's development projects include the costs of building construction, medical equipment, training to develop human resources and administration, and these total 25 million baht. As the two governments have not previously made any agreement on the cooperation for joint development, it is therefore necessary to arrange a memorandum of understanding that includes details of the project, such as tax exemption, custom facilitation for import and export of equipment that will be required for the project, and the facilitation and special benefits for Thai officials and experts. Lao PDR has now given approval to the said MOU. It is hoped that the signing of this MOU will take place during the meeting of the Joint Thai-Lao Commission between the 22nd and the 24th of January 2015. You have been listening to the Spokesman's Report, brought to you by Captain Dr. Yongyut Mayala, Government Spokesman. Sawadee krap.
Fly boutique, feel unique with Bangkok Airways. Explore Angkor Wat, one of the seven wonders of the world. 5 direct daily flights from Bangkok to Siem Reap on our award-winning airline. Experience welcoming boutique lounges open to all our passengers. Savory meals and exclusive service on every flight. Contact your travel agent or call 1771 or visit bangkokair.com. Bangkok Airways, Asia's boutique airline.
You're listening to Radio Thailand News.
His Majesty the King has a special interest in education development. Having learned about the lack of education among disadvantaged children, His Majesty instructed the setting up of schools and gave them support. His Majesty's concept of education involves the roles and duties of educators. In his view, educators are obliged to meet good learners so that they are able to earn their livelihood and contribute to the country.
You're listening to Radio Thailand News.
Happiness to the Thai people. Prime Minister General Prayut Chan-o-cha said national development will be based on His Majesty the King's royal strategies and principle on sufficiency economy. As chief of the National Council for Peace and Order, he has set 12 national core values for the people to reinforce the nation and to quickly bring back the nation's happiness. One of the core values includes honesty, sacrifice, and patience with positive attitude for the interest of the public.
Ideally located in a strategic location, Thailand automatically serves as the gateway to Asia, home to the largest growing economic market. It offers convenient trade with countries like China and India, as well as other countries in the Arden region.
Thailand is more than certain to benefit from the AEC formation in 2015, making it an undeniable paradise for businesses and investors.
The national reconciliation process is underway with the establishment of a national reconciliation center, whose objective is to give people an opportunity to talk to each other after breaking up into groups for 9 years. The National Council for Peace and Order, NCPO, acts as an observer and a facilitator. People's views and suggestions are collected and compiled and used to encourage national reconciliation and reform. The NCPO welcomes all sides, conflicting groups and political parties to join in the process.
Thailand's travel selection with the Ministry of Tourism and Sport and the Tourism Authority of Thailand.
Get off to a great 2015 with scrumptious cuisine, relaxing treatments, and zesty drinks. Thailand Travel Selection starts its year at the Ramada Plaza, Menam, Riverside, Bangkok, and its highlights for January and February. The Terrace at 72 is turning up the heat at its international buffet dinner with Northern Indian cuisine made by Chef Pandey. Find North Indian tandoori and naan specials with offerings such as tender, mouth-watering, skewered meat and seafood served a la minute from an authentic tandoor stove. To unwind, La Hira Wellness and Spa is treating visitors to indulge in a 60-minute session of Thai, aroma, Swedish, sport, or Luprakop treatments with an additional 30-minute back and shoulder massage. The hotel's featured cocktails are also rejuvenating, whether the Angel with its pineapple juice, lemon juice, vodka, blue curacao, and decoration of fresh cantaloupe, or the non-alcoholic Strawberry Sweet, a blend of fresh strawberry, pineapple juice, lemon juice, fresh milk, and syrup. Make your year flow as smoothly as the River of Kings with a visit to Ramada Plaza, Manam, Riverside, Bangkok, this January through February. For information, call 02-688-1000 or visit worldwideweb.ramadaplazamanamriverside.com.
Thailand, Amasat, and the ASEAN Economic Community are made for each other. Amasat, as the region's leading developer of industrial estates, creates perfect cities, communities that provide a home for businesses while surrounding them with parks, schools, medical facilities, shopping, and recreational areas for a comfortable and productive life. For Thailand, Amasat, and ASEAN, the future is bright. Creating cities, driving economies. Global News. Brought to you by King Power, King of Duty Free.
You are listening to the evening news brought to you by Radio Thailand, inherent with Insight Info. This is called live from FM 88 and related stations nationwide. Turning to our global headlines. The first batch of an experimental vaccine against Ebola is on its way to Liberia. The shipment will be the first potentially preventative medicine to reach one of the hardest-hit countries. However, experts said that with Ebola cases falling, it may be difficult to establish whether the jab offers any protection against the virus. It has been produced by British company GlaxoSmithKline, or GSK, and the U.S. National Institutes of Health. GSK said a plane carrying some 300 initial doses of the vaccine was expected to arrive in Monrovia today. The company hopes the first volunteer will be immunized in the next few weeks. Scientists aim to involve 30,000 volunteers in a trial in total, including frontline health workers. If all regulations are met, 10,000 volunteers will be given the GSK vaccine. A matching number will get a placebo dummy vaccine. There are plans for a further 10,000 people to get a separate experimental jab. The results will be compared to see if either vaccine offers any meaningful protection against the virus.
Ukrainian sources yesterday stated a long-disputed airport to Russian-backed rebels. At an upsurge, clashes killed nearly 50 people and punctured Europe's latest push for peace in a nine-month war. The deadliest day of fighting since the signing of increasingly irrelevant September truce also saw Moscow and Kiev trade bitter blame for a trolley bus shelling in the rebel stronghold of Donetsk that killed 13, mostly elderly passengers. Moscow called the incident a crime against humanity, orchestrated by Kiev's pro-Western government, whose rise to power 11 months ago infuriated the Kremlin and prompted separatists to launch a revolt across the Russian-speaking industrial east. Kiev, for its part, blames the bus attack on Russian terrorists, while monitors from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, who raced to the site, said all they could say for certain was that the weapon used was most likely either a mortar or an artillery piece. The UN Security Council strongly condemns the reprehensible attack, calling for an objective investigation and saying those responsible should be brought to justice. Yesterday, in a major psychological blow to Kiev, a small unit of Ukrainian paratroopers abandoned its 242-day defense of Donetsk's once gleaming but now ruined international airport.
A Lebanese security source said at least three gunmen were killed in clashes with Lebanese soldiers close to the border with Syria today in an area that has seen regular incursions from Islamist militants fighting in Syria's war. A group of gunmen launched a large-scale attack on an army outpost close to the village of Ras Belbek near Lebanon's eastern frontier with Syria, wounding at least five soldiers, with the army responding with artillery. It was not immediately clear which group the attackers belonged to, but Syria-based jihadist groups such as Al-Qaeda's Nusra Front and the ultra-hardline Islamic State have attacked Lebanon in recent months. The army said in a statement that the clashes were continuing in a desolate area close to Ras Belbek and that the army was shelling positions after the attack by a terrorist group. It did not give any details about casualties.
Rasul Beck is near the town of Arsal, where Sunni Islamist militants staged a deadly incursion in August and seized a group of Lebanese soldiers. The militants have since killed some of the soldiers, and around two dozen remain captive.
The deputy chief of Indonesia's most powerful anti-corruption body was arrested today over allegations he interfered in a legal case, sparking protests outside the agency headquarters. The shock arrest of Bambang Wijoyanto, second in charge at the Corruption Eradication Commission, comes about a week after the agency accused a high-ranking police general of corruption, postponing his appointment as the country's new police chief. National Police spokesman Ronnie Sompi said Mr. Wijoyanto, who was being questioned at police headquarters in Jakarta, could face 7 years in prison if found guilty of the allegations. The arrest has drawn criticisms of the police trying to hinder a government clampdown on corruption in Indonesia, which new President Joko Widodo has made a cornerstone of his leadership. According to reports, Mr. Wijoyanto was accused of ordering witnesses to give false evidence during a 2010 constitutional court challenge to a local election result.
Taiwanese prosecutors today indicted convicted former President Chen Shui-bian on an additional charge of money laundering, less than 3 weeks after he was freed from jail on a medical parole. Mr. Chen, who had been serving a 20-year jail term on multiple graft and money laundering convictions relating to his time in office, was released on medical parole early January after being diagnosed with severe depression, suspected Parkinson's disease, and other conditions. Mr. Chen was today charged with laundering 10 million Taiwan dollars or $322,000 through his brother-in-law. The Taipei District Prosecutor's Office said the money was a bribe offered by a businesswoman to help her secure a position when he was president. There are still a number of outstanding cases against Mr. Chen, stemming from his 2000 to 2008 presidency, that could lead to more years in prison if he were to be convicted. But his medical condition may affect his ability to stand trial. The 64-year-old was initially given 1 month parole, with his freedom depending on his state of health. He will be subject to monthly medical checkups.
South Korea's Coast Guard said today 10 crew members are missing after a Chinese fishing boat collided with an unidentified cargo ship off South Korea's Pacific island of Jeju. The cargo ship fled the scene as the 138-ton Chinese boat sank in the open sea some 160 kilometers off the resort island. A Jeju Coast Guard spokesman told reporters that 10 people are missing and 3 others were rescued. 3 South Korean rescue boats and 2 Chinese rescue boats were searching in the area, backed by 6 Chinese fishing boats. The collision took place late yesterday as the Chinese fishing boat was anchoring because of rough seas.
And finally, South Korean President Park Geun-hye today appointed a new prime minister in an apparent bid to bolster her sagging approval ratings, hit by a scandal involving her aides. The presidential blue house said in a press statement that Ms. Park, a parliamentary floor leader of the ruling Seongdo-ri party, Lee Won-koo, to replace Chung Hong-won as prime minister. However, she retained her embattled chief of presidential staff, Kim Hee-chun, who faces a storm of criticism over the reported power struggle among presidential aides that have fixed the headlines for months, with allegations they wielded undue influence. The staff approval rating has fallen sharply this month, plunging from 43% on the 9th of January.